Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Christie's at Home, baseball cards, and Josh Voices. They're all coming up right after this.
He's a bass player. He was sitting in a bar just getting really, really drunk. He was mad at the world.
Yeah.
He had been fired from his latest job. Mad at everyone. Just angry, drinking. So he leaves the bar. He's very, very drunk. He's walking down the street. And across the street is a nun walking the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bass player runs across the street, knocks her down, and just starts kicking her and hitting her. He's going crazy.
A drunk bass player.
A drunk bass player. And he looks down and says, "You're not so tough now, are you, Batman?"
This is why we get mail. That's it for our show. Based on.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Are you ready to have fun? Christy Lee reporting live from her kitchen on the scene.
Cheers.
Due to inclement weather, got a big glass of vodka there. Good
yep.
morning. You know what rhymes with Friday, Tom?
No.
Vodka.
Oh, okay.
There's Pat Godwin at the Entertainment Center. There's Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. We'll work on that. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold.
No practice.
Chick McGee, and now here's Tom Griswold.
Got a new musical intro for Christy.
Oh,
this looks like
you do. Yeah, once again,
all right.
Here. Nowhere near news time, but go ahead.
Christy is in her home, in her kitchen. Here we go.
You better come on in my kitchen. Cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
Robert Johnson.
Yeah, not really all that uplifting, is it?
No.
Can I say something? That song is too soulful for you to listen to, Dad. Yeah. You're not allowed to listen to that
that's
song.
That's Authentic Johnson right there.
Yeah, if I'd been producing it, it would have been, hey, look, man.
I can't hear any of the words.
Pick it up a little bit. Addiction, my friend.
We need consonants.
So ring the soul out of it, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get a metronome
in
here. Let's
my kitchen.
Yes. Too much swing, I say.
Could we get some drums on this thing? Pick up the pace. It's depressing, for God's sake.
It's called the blues.
That is real right there.
Okay,
man.
Sorry. Christy Lee is, in fact, in her kitchen, but it's not time for Anusha, is it?
No.
It's not?
It's all time right. for a little bit of sports.
Yeah.
A little bit of A family in Idaho discovered a wall of baseball cards in their Boise home.
How about that?
According to KTVB News on your side, a family by the name of Brott, B-R-O-D-T, purchased a mid-century modern Christie.
Oh, how about
nice.
That?
Yes, very nice.
Just last year.
And
they'd
how many
been,
square feet?
They'd been renovating the place, and among some of the interesting
3,000.
Decorative elements in the home were exterior shingles adorning the walls in one of the bedrooms.
Oh,
well,
shingles.
That's an interesting choice, but Jerry? Let's read on. The family started removing the shingles. They discovered nearly 1,600 baseball cards hidden underneath. The station reports that the cards belong to Chris Nelson, whose family had owned the home previously. Nelson explained that during the late 80s, he had between 10 and 15,000 baseball cards in his collection. His mother suggested gluing some of them to the walls. The cards were the focal point of his room for about 5 years before they were covered by the shingles.
I gotcha. So that you can't do anything with them.
No,
well,
you can't.
They're trying to sell the entire wall.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But we had a story not dissimilar to this many years ago in which someone had a very, very valuable baseball card, but it had been glued to something.
Oh.
So obviously only the one side was accessible.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know back then.
But who knows if any of them are especially valuable and if they could be somehow.
In this case, maybe sell the whole thing to a sports bar, something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
But I mean, you're not going to get the huge money that some of these random.
Not at all. Right.
Unless you can you unglue them without ruining the...
No, they're done.
Did y'all ever do that? Glue anything to your wall? I had Chapter 5 of Watchmen. I had my copy. I stole my brother's copy, and I cut them open, and then I put the whole chapter right on my wall there, and I had a girlfriend, and then we broke up, and it was right above my bed, and then I was a single guy, and it's much harder to hang out with a girl in your bed with a comic book on the wall.
It's still up there.
Yeah.
If I tell you something, what am I saying? I had a beer can collection when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
I would go out, pick up beer cans along the side of the road. I had some very interesting different beer cans.
Get a Stroh's, maybe.
In my
MGD,
room.
Mickey,
yes, I did. Yeah.
I think Billy beer in a can, I think, is worth, I don't know.
I bet it is.
$4. Yeah. Billy beer should explore.
Is that like Joe Camel, maybe?
No, Billy was Billy Carter was the sort of goofy brother of President Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter was goofy enough. He didn't need
and
a goofy
and he
brother.
Came out with a beer, and it was kind of a flop, but everybody sort of went and bought one. And there's still, you can buy a full can of it on the internet.
How was
it? I don't know what the
good. Did it taste good?
I just bought one can and kept it in my room.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke. I never really drank it.
Would Jimmy Carter like plug it in the State of the Union, that
no,
kind of thing?
Not
have
at
a
all.
Good time
his,
with
his
it?
His brother was kind of an embarrassment.
He was sort of the Roger Clinton of the Carter family.
He was peeing outside.
Wasn't Jimmy Carter kind of an embarrassment?
No, he was.
Depends on who you ask, I guess.
He's often considered to be the best.
Ex-president
in terms of the things he did after.
Sure, Habitat for Humanity. Okay. I just think he's silly. He's like a peanut guy. He's kind of a funny, cool.
He's got kind of a slot.
He's a nuclear engineer. He's a very bright fellow.
Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We're very honored to have in our studio former President of the United States, Jimmy Carter.
That sure is nice to be here with you.
That's amazing.
I've enjoyed my.
Isn't that your Barack Obama impression?
No, but I can ask Barack to come on here.
Could you Barack
think you should, Jimmy?
Barack, if you wouldn't mind.
Hello? Jimmy, you wanted me to join you?
Hey, Barack, could you do your Jimmy Carter impression?
I'd be happy to. I am Jimmy Carter. How was that? Did you think it was good?
Wow. Can you do like Truman? You know,
wow. I sure am flattered, Barack.
I get a lot of questions here because I've been on the Bob and Tom show for so long. And they say, Chick, what's your favorite baseball card?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the baseball card story. And I say it was and will always be.
I know what you're going to say. May I write it down?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Okay, B-I.
It is the Billy Ripken card.
Yes.
With F face on the end of the bat barrel, as you can see right
there on the knob. It says F face.
Really?
And that's an actual card?
My brother Jeff, I remember where we were when he opened a pack and got that card.
No kidding.
Yes. That's so cool.
Wow. We lost our minds.
So this guy deliberately wrote on the bottom of the bat.
Right. That's on his bat for his picture, for his baseball card. And he is baseball royalty.
And no one caught it.
It's Billy Ripken, Cal Ripken.
They eventually stopped running those and put out a different with it blocked out.
Consequently, they're worth quite a bit.
Yeah, my brother Joe has it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did he like draw with a Sharpie or was it professionally engraved?
No, it was a Sharpie.
Oh, okay. Did you see it, Willie?
It looks like it was really
good. And by
well
the way,
designed,
F face, you know? Not used enough.
Oh, no.
It's so funny.
Can we bring it back?
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it's expensive.
What are they selling for?
A reprint, $4.75 on Etsy.
Sure.
The actual one, this one here is $12,999.
Wow. I've got to tell Joe. I got to tell Joe. He's sitting on $13,000.
You got to tell Joe.
Yeah. This is tricky. Some of them, it says used Etsy, $2.85. I don't know. I think to get the one that's...
If I remember correctly, my brother Jeff immediately put it in one of those very thick cases.
Oh, okay.
So...
Well, that's what one of these is. The 89, it's called, is it Fleer? Bill Ripken card with bat handle, $12,999.
Nice.
Right.
What a great thing.
Oh.
Next to, remember the Larry Zonka Jim Kick Sports Illustrated cover that they shot when the Dolphins were so great and Jim Kick was flipping off the photographer? And he's sitting with his legs crossed and his hands on his ankle and he's just got the bird right there by his shoe.
Oh, boy.
It's hilarious. I love stuff like that.
Probably cost him $1 million in endorsements, but funny,
sure.
Funny at the moment.
Remember
there's a reason that they've got Tom Brady and Peyton Manning doing all the commercials they never did. Like a beaver shot in the back of some...
They're mature adults.
Yes.
I'm sure Billy Ripken was grounded.
Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We had some interesting weather here at the studios, and as a result, as you can see, Christy's not here, but some members of our staff had to have a sleepover.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Party time. They stayed at the station?
Wait a minute, look at the big screen right now. What's happening?
Hey, everybody. Oh. Me and Willie slept together last night.
Yeah. Okay.
No wonder you're in such a chipper mood.
Heck yeah. That guy's a cutie.
Thank you, Jeff. You're cute, too.
Let me ask, does your tie have rubber duckies on it?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
Compliments of my mommy. She bought me a tie.
Oh, that's great. That's nice. Lester Holt wore that last week. Yeah. That's a classy tie.
We got a lot in common.
What's the name of this feature?
The name of the feature is...
Ladies and gentlemen, Strother Martin.
Well, I don't like this any more than you, man. What we've got here is...
What you failed to mention news, Jeff Hoskak. We give you a lot of the news. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Okay, nice.
A man tried using the excuse that Dale Earnhardt's ghost told him to drive the wrong way down a freeway after he was arrested and hard drugs were found in his system. What you failed to mention, if the ghost of Dale Earnhardt told him to drive the wrong way, I'm guessing it was the ghost of Jerry Garcia who told him to do all the drugs.
Yeah.
Washington football team will now be called the Commanders. What you failed to mention, thank God now they'll have a winning season.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you guys heard this, but Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, has legalized medical marijuana.
Oh. Yeah.
What you failed to mention, they still voted no on book learning. No on book learning.
Classes.
I happen to love Mississippi. Lovely people.
Hormel created a chili cheese keg for Super Bowl parties.
Boy, did they.
What you failed to mention, I'd think twice, though, if you brought a date. Once you tap that keg, you're done tapping that ass.
Oh. Fair enough.
Cheesy.
There's a new treatment to keep alcoholic monkeys from drinking so much. What you failed to mention, the new treatment consists of replacing all the monkeys' current alcohol with the alcohol ouzo.
Ouzo. You don't like the ouzo, eh? Apparently.
They're going to stop drinking.
Yeah, right? Maybe. I would have maybe gone with, I don't know.
Bill and Dr. Bongo or something?
Beijing Dr. Bongo.
Okay.
Tom Brady officially retired from football. What you failed to mention, to quote Chick, okay, now can we quit talking about him? Now?
Jeff, are you hot in there?
I am burning up, buddy.
You're sweating like Nixon.
I have 97 lights on me.
Wait a second. I don't want people to miss the phrase, you're sweating like Nixon, going back to the Nixon Kennedy debates in you black and white.
You look like a tech executive giving a deposition right now.
Remember that?
I can't argue that.
Nixon's upper lip sweated.
They say it cost him the election.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. One out of five people believe in ghosts, what you failed to mention, whereas four out of five women who date Willie get ghosted.
Oh. It's a bad habit, Will, and you need to fix it.
You think I dated five women?
Didn't you give him the good bedroom last night? What the hell happened? Why is he going after you?
He gave me the mattress on the floor, so it's just like old times before I start dating my current lady.
Well, actually, I don't want to get too personal, but mattress on the floor is better than wasn't last week.
Yeah, last
couch
week.
In the garage.
Thanks, Tom.
We're doing that on the internet?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. Wasn't it a couch?
I'm sure someone said, hey, let's not talk about that.
Not for air. That's why you're sweating, Jeff.
Super fans are trying to save the soft drink tab. What you failed to mention, just drink a Diet Coke, fatty. Scientists are developing a roadside test to tell if drivers are under the influence of marijuana. What you failed to mention, the test is the officer just waves a bag of White Castle under your nose. If you start salivating, you're under arrest. Or crystals for those of you who live in other states. Right. And finally, a Swedish firm deployed crows to pick up cigarette butts. What you failed to mention, now if we can just get them to train vultures to crap on people outside vaping, we'll have a product. I'm Jeff Oskey.
You are.
All right. Never.
What's
that? Go take a shower.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what just happened. Jeff Oskey from our staff. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Back to sports.
I wish I could have start a new band. I'd call them Sweating Like Nixon.
A website known as The Takeout has shared some of the top searched for Super Bowl dip recipes in each and every state. How about
By the way, is calling someone a dip, is that going away?
I think so.
Yeah, that's kind of
for a while that was kind of the go-to.
What a dip. Yep. Hmm. Just meant you were dumb.
I never got that, though. What did it stand for something?
Well,
I think it's short for dip.
S word.
S. Dip S.
Oh, I never put that together. That's so obvious.
Still around. Yeah.
So let's restart one of them. Dip S or F face?
I'm doing both.
I love F
face. Can we start? They're under you.
Did you know that every F face is a D? Is it? Nope.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's hard to do.
I'll leave this.
And I had my
never
moment.
Mind.
I'm on my moment yesterday. According to Google Trends, The Takeout found that buffalo chicken dip is the most searched for game day dip in 18 states.
Good. You ever do it with the shredded chicken and the cream cheese and the Monterey Jack?
My ex made the best. Buffalo chicken dip.
Now someone else is eating it.
What else do you miss about it?
Jesus,
you
think
someone else? You think someone else is sticking their face in that?
Oh,
I was just making a kind of a cute joke there.
So top 10 reasons you dump her. Go ahead.
Wow.
You're bringing up a lot of off-air conversations on air.
Oh, I'm sorry. He just brought it up.
Playfully.
I don't know about everybody. I'm terrified you're going to get to me, so stop it.
With friends like these.
Hey, I notice you're sweating like this.
Other variations of Super Bowl dip. Cheese queso dip came in second. So Wisconsin fans apparently prefer having some taco dip for the Super Bowl.
I love taco dip.
Like the cooked taco dip or like a seven-layer dip?
Yeah, I don't know. Like a seven-layer, yeah. I don't see you as a dip guy, Tom. I don't see you standing with
Although many people think I'm a dip guy, as in dip.
Chick, I went to Austin, Texas, one of your favorite places.
Oh, yeah.
And every restaurant there has queso. There's a French restaurant with queso. There's an Italian restaurant with queso.
You gotta have it.
We gotta bring that nationwide. The queso trend.
That's a great idea. I've told Chick this, and the best meal I had in the last 10 years was from a truck on the streets of Austin.
Yes, sir. Taco truck.
I'm not kidding.
Food truck.
No, I know. Yeah. It has nothing to do with dip, but.
Hey, look, if you want me to go back, I can just ask for the top five.
Did your ex like tacos?
Yeah,
we enjoyed
it. You ever do tacos together?
Maybe no, we never did. We did. She did make tacos one night.
Did you like her tacos? Taco?
Are you talking about
her
vagina?
Hey, can I step in here, guys? Stop it.
The answer is yes.
Do you find that as you age, you used to be kind of a hard shell guy, you're getting older, now you're kind of a soft shell guy?
What happens? It gets harder as they get older? What's going on?
No.
What's happening?
You're sweating like Nixon. That's what's happening.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.